topic. Today's topic again comes from Kerabosai. Came across a fantastic article that relates to this week's parsha. This week's parsha is the parsha of the Akedah. Kerabosai, this week we read about the Akedah. The Akedah is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The Akedah is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, giving up your life for Hashem. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, lech lecha me'artzecha me'moladecha me'etz, what am I saying? Kach lecha es bincha es yechidcha asher hafta es yitzchak v'lech lecha eretz hamoriah v'haleo shom le'oila. Offer up your child as a sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to die al Kiddush Hashem. Every single day in davening, we recite the Akedah. And the Akedah is not part of Korbanos. Korbanos begin with the Kiyar. The Korbanos begin with the Kiyar. Before we get to Korbanos, we have a beautiful Akdama to the Akedah. We recite the Akedah, and then there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, Ala Olam Hiadam Yirei Shemayim B'Seisav HaGolui, Alefichach, and then we say Shema, a very short version of Shema, and then we make a bracha, the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Es Shemcha Barabim. We actually make a bracha on Kiddush Hashem. It is some customs, they do not say with Shem Malchus, they just say Baruch Atah Mekadesh Baruch HaMekadesh Shimcha Barabim. They will not say Hashem's name. So this gets into a controversy, and this is the topic of discussion which I'm going to present from the RJJ Journal in the year in the spring 1989 by Rabbi Moshe Bleich. They don't say who he is, they say that he's a student. No, it says that he's a student in Lakewood, Beth Medrash Gavoa, Lakewood, New Jersey. I don't know what he's...
RJJ Journal?
I don't know, what?
Let him publish in the RJJ Journal?
It's a chiddush. Okay, I don't know what he's doing now. I don't know who he is, but it's a very, very good article. The question is, this is the big dilemma. This has been a big dilemma. Do you make a bracha on Kiddush Hashem? Let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, a person is being killed. He's a public spectacle. During the time of the Inquisition, during the Holocaust, people who were in the know, Talmidei Chacham, they were being taken to die. And they were dying, but let's say they were dying, let's L'chol Hadeus, they were being killed publicly. Al Kiddush Hashem. Were they required? People didn't ask these questions, but people who were Talmidei Chachamim and did ask the question, did, if they would ask the question, would they be told to make a bracha before they die? And if they would make a bracha, what would the bracha be? Is the bracha like the bracha that we say in the Nusach HaTfila, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh, Hashimcha, Barabim? Is the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lokhina, Melacholam, Asher, Kiddushonim, B'mitzvah, Sivan, Al Kiddush Hashem? Is it Likadesh Hashem, Al Kiddush Hashem? So all of these issues are discussed in great detail in this journal by Bleich. We're going... Yeah, what?
Yeah, they have to actually die.
It shouldn't be a bracha levatala. So you'll tell the executioner, it didn't work. Do it again, so it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. Yes.
Or you're going through the motions, you don't know if you're going to survive or not.
Well, we're assuming you're not going to survive.
No bracha achrona.
There's no... Okay.
If he shoots you, he doesn't kill you.
Yeah. So you're saying it's not a bracha levatala. Right, he doesn't discuss the issue of bracha levatala. We're assuming here it's foolproof. You know, in death row in the United States, one of the big problems is most of the time they don't succeed. They try to inject the medicines, the lethal dosages of poison, and the guy is still alive.
Well, they never talk about why. A lot of these guys were big-time druggies, and they messed up all their veins, and they're trying to start a vein.
They can't get it.
I never heard anyone say that before.
Okay, so this is... Okay, let's go through. So the first one to discuss... Okay, let's discuss it, please. The first one to discuss this question he quotes is the Piskei Tshuvos. The Piskei Tshuvos was written in the 14th century by a person by the name of Rabbi Menachem Rikanti. Okay, he lived in the 14th century. He was the first one to discuss this issue. And he says that it's a davar poshut that you make a bracha. Hamakachem es Hashem chayovim levorech al kiddush Hashem hanichbod v'hanora kevin he mitzvah haseh midaraisa. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Dechsiv v'niktashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. It's one of the tayag mitzvahs. Now the symbol we understand of the mitzvah is that you should be a holy person. But built into that mitzvah is that if the situation demands that you give up your life in honor of Hashem, Rachman Litzlan, whatever the situation is, then that's what halacha requires of you. A person must give up his life for avodah zarah, gilei raya, shrichas damim, or for shas hashmat, when a goy is killing a Jew because he's a Jew. So if his life has to be taken for this reason, he writes here the Piskei Tshuvos in the 14th century, it's a davar poshut, you make a bracha, it's a mitzvah saseh midaraisa, and you make a bracha. And the bracha... Okay, that's the first one to discuss this. The second one to discuss this is the Shlo HaKadosh. And does anyone know when the Shlo HaKadosh lived? 1700. So it's the 18th century. So late 16th, so 17th century. So we're fast-forwarding 300 years. The Shlo writes, it's also a davar poshut, a bracha is to be made, bracha, and he actually gives us the bracha. The Piskei Tshuvos does not give a bracha, but the Shlo gives us the bracha. Bracha ata Shlo kinim el choylam, asher ki deshanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu lekadesh Shemo Barabim. Notice he used the word Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysav, and he does not use the word Al. He rather writes Likadesh Shemo Barabim. Every time we make a bracha, there's a dilemma which we'll get to in a few moments, which is going to be very big nafkamin, and how you understand the nature of the Kiddush Hashem. Do you make a bracha Al, or do you make a bracha Le? Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysav Tzivanu Al Achilas Matzah. Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysav Tzivanu Al Nitilas Lulav. Al. However, some brachas he make, you make a bracha, Asher Kiddushanu, let's say the bracha of Al Mitzvah Tzil. But the Tzilas Shel Rosh, what bracha do you make a bracha, Lehoniach Tzilin. The second bracha is Al. The first bracha is not Al Hanochas Tfilin, but Lehoniach Tfilin. What bracha? Leishay Basuk. Good. Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Leishay Basuk. Okay, what about Chanukah? Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu? Lehalik Ner Shel Chanukah. You don't say Al Hadlokas Haner. Okay, so some brachas you make a bracha Le. And some brachas al. When do you make that? When do you make the different uschos? That is a very big nafkamina in the nature of the brachas. We'll get to in a moment, which also will have a major nafkamina in understanding the deeper meaning of what exactly is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Okay, but at least he does go to the degree where he tells what the brach is. Now the problem with the Piskei Halachos from the 14th century and with the Shlo, and by the way there is so 16th century, even closer to the time of the Piskei Halacha. There's also a tradition. It's also we have testimony in the Chofetz Chaim's grandson, and as well as the Talmud Muvok of the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, have testified that the Chofetz Chaim Paskin a bracha is to be made on Kiddush Hashem. I think we have a right to assume there's a detailed account of a person who escaped, who witnessed Rabbi Chanan Wasserman leading a group of people who were taken out to be killed al Kiddush Hashem, and he told them to be metaher the machshavos, to recognize they're now dying al Kiddush Hashem, and through their misa it will be a kapar for Klal Yisrael, and they should be metaher the machshavos. And I'm assuming they made a bracha before they were executed, because the Chofetz Chaim told Rabbi Chanan Wasserman the bracha should be made, and he told this to his grandson. Okay, so we have here three major makoros to make a bracha. The Piskei Halachos, the Shlo, and we have a record that this was the Pesach, Pesach Acharon, Chofetz Chaim, a bracha should be made. There's one very basic problem. It's a Medrash, it's a Gemara, it's all over Chazal, B'li Yetzim and Aklal, everywhere, everyone is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was taken out to be killed on the day when he was 120 years old. It was Erev Yom Kippur, and it says there that as he died, he said the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and he died when he reached the word Echad Yatsa Nishmasa. Midrashim, Piyutim, Amari Chazal, there is no mention whatsoever that Rabbi Akiva made a bracha when he was killed Al Kiddush Hashem, and for that matter we have no mention of the Asurgi Malchus. We have detailed accounts of some of them, of exactly how they died, and we don't find anywhere in these events, in these stories, that they made a bracha. And Rabbi Akiva is the most difficult, because there it actually says what he said. Why didn't he make a bracha? So what happened to Rabbi Akiva? So
after Kishu, he died.
What?
You wanted to say it after Kishu.
So that's a hefsek. That's a hefsek between the kid, the Shem Shem.
After Shema Yisrael,
yeah,
he wanted to say
the bracha, but they killed him. Okay, it's a difficulty that it's not mentioned in the Chazal. It's a difficulty that Rabbi Akiva, now to solve that difficulty,
like an inference to a Kiddush Hashem.
But it's not the bracha. The bracha is the Shlo Asher Kiddushan B'Mitzvot from Lekadesh Shemo B'Rabim. What's the bracha? Okay, now let's discuss. The truth is, there is another makar for a bracha, and it comes from the Yosef Oimetz. Who was the Yosef Oimetz? Does anyone know who the Yosef Oimetz is? He was also, you'll Google it right away, who the Yosef Oimetz is, when he lived. The Yosef Oimetz is also a Kabbalah, he has the bracha. Let me read you the bracha. He also says you should make a bracha. A fourth Pesach that says you should make a bracha, and he gives us the bracha. And the bracha he gives us is a very unusual bracha. And I'll read you his bracha. What? I'll explain to you why you should, a bracha levatala. Yeah, you don't want to leave with
you do. He's
going to Kiddush
Hashem and he's making a bracha.
So it's a sin. There's no excuse. Just because you're dying on Kiddush Hashem doesn't give you an excuse to be Meitzi Shem Shvam Levat Allah. I'll give you an example. All the Paiskim say that the problem with making a bracha is, you're good Torah is because you're not doing something active. You're not doing a Maisa. There is a general rule. You don't make a bracha if you are passive. Anything that's done passively does not require a bracha. To make a bracha, you must do a naisa. Even Sfira Soimer is very difficult why we make a bracha. Sfira Soimer, counting is not something, a naisa, it's not significant. Just to make a calculation, to count the day, that's not a naisa. It's not significant that it should warrant a bracha. Okay, there are other examples, I'll give you another example of Shemitas Kesafim. We just went to Shemitah. There's a mitzvah, Shamot, that you're not allowed to demand collection from your neighbor. Once Shemitah passed, if you have given someone a loan, you're not allowed to demand collection. It's a mitzvah deraisa. Nowhere do we find that you make a bracha, asher kiddushana, but when you come up with your friend, you owe me $1,000. But you know what? I'm not gonna owe better. Let's say the friend comes and says to you, I want to pay you back the money, I want to give you back your money. So you have a mitzvah deraisa to say shamot. I relinquish my power to collect. You have to say those words. Some people before Shemitah, we spoke about this. You're supposed to lend someone a dollar. Right after you write the prosbul, you then lend someone a dollar. And then after Rosh Hashanah, he comes to pay you back. And then you say to him, Shamot. And you makayim a mitzvah deraisa. And then he says to you, afal pichein, even though you have relinquished your right to collect, I still want to be a good citizen. I want to do what atoyva hayasha. I want to do what's ethically correct to pay back. Afal pichein. And then you can accept the dollar. So there's a whole technique of halakha, but there's a mitzvah deraisa for you to relinquish your right to collect. Dude, did you ever see someone making a bracha, asher kiddushana b'mitzvos of sivanu al hashmotas kesafim? Unheard of. Why? You're not doing a maisa. You are passive. I am just not collecting. So that's the rule of thumb, Sarah Mayer. That's the answer to your question. Dying on Kiddush Hashem, you're not going to kill yourself on Kiddush Hashem. You're not going to be given a choice. You're standing there and someone is executing the person. Someone is killing you. So for that, you don't make a bracha. So to make a bracha would be an avera. You don't want to leave this world doing an avera. The last thing you do should be an avera. It's a good thing. You did a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. But for every mitzvah you reward, for every avera you punish. So it's a shayla bracha levatala. So this is a very strong slur not to make a bracha. Yet, we mentioned from already four paiskim, the piskei halachos, from the Shla, from the Chavetz Chaim, and now from the Yosef Oimetz.
Frankfurt, Maine, 1570.
16th century. He also paskins, it's a dover pasha, you make a bracha. And let me tell you the nusach. same time as the Shlomo, but he chaylik on the show the Nusach HaBracha, and here's the Bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokim Melech Haylam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvay Sof. Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvay Sof, Vitzivanu, Le'ehoiv, to love, Es Hashem Hanichvad V'hanoira, Hahoya V'hahoive, Ve'osid lihios b'chol levavenu u'b'chol nafshenu u'l'kadesh shmoi barabim baruch ki es hachasima baruch ato Hashem mekadesh shimcho barabim shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. A very unusual bracha. The end of the bracha concludes, yes. The Yosef Oimet says that the Shema Yisrael is a chelik of the bracha. It's the chelik of the chasima of the bracha. 16th century. Where does he get this from? Tradition. What? It's a bracha levatola. All right.
How does this coincide with you're not supposed to give up hope even if the sword's at your neck?
It's not a stira. You're not supposed to give up hope, but you have to be practical. I'm not giving up hope. Hashem could save me the very last moment, but I have to be practical that any moment it's going to happen. You have to be practical. Okay,
but then, you're making a bracha.
Hashem will forgive you. For the bracha levatol, Hashem will forgive you.
If you give up your life to Hashem, right? Isn't that such a high level that you go directly?
Yes, but there's still an inyan of making a bracha. Hayel l'chud v'hayel l'chud. There are many madregos.
$1 million, you don't worry about a dollar.
Look, 99% of the people who died in the Holocaust did not make a bracha. 99.99999% did not make a bracha. We know that. We know that they didn't make a bracha. They didn't make a bracha when they went into the gas chambers. We know that. They didn't make a bracha. Whatever, they didn't make a bracha. We're talking here with theoretically, okay? We're talking over here just to. Avuchana made a bracha. It was a different setting. He made a bracha. He gave them a musashmuz. He told them the people that you're a carbon, we're now being sacrificed as korbanos. And a carbon machshav is critical. You should be metaher our machshavis at this moment. And the machshavis, what's happening to us is going to be a zechus for Achenu in America, he said. For the survivors, the She'eris HaPleita, they will merit unusual siyata d'shmai to rebuild Klal Yisrael from the Chorban. That's what he told them. And the greater, the more that we sanctify our machshav at this moment in time, the greater merit our brothers in America will have to succeed in bringing back Yiddishkeit. That's what he told them. There was someone who was in the forest who witnessed this, who was hiding in the forest and saw this, and he gave an eyewitness account.
This is a Christian concept that somebody dies for somebody else.
That's what he. This is what he says. They were kiddush Hashem. Maybe the Christian. No. Okay, please. We're running out of time. I want to just cover things. Okay, so we have the Yosef Oimetz. Rabbi Yitzchak, please. Right? The Yosef Oimetz says he gives us this habracha. What is so fascinating about this habracha is it concludes with Shema Yisrael Hashem Lokein Hashem Echad. It comes out therefore that Rabbi Akiva Einoch Hanami was the end. So when the Gemara records him saying Shema Yisrael, indeed he was saying. Was saying the end of the bracha. Okay, that's one you said.
How can anybody remember that whole bracha?
How could anyone remember that bracha? But let's now go to the next Yisod that touches upon this theme. What? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, next Makar. Some want to suggest that the makar to make a bracha comes from the chachamim who were mesader the nusach of tefillah, the takana to recite every single day the akedah, and to recite shema, and to conclude with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Hashem Chabaradim. Now that's a bracha with Hashem's name. Where did that come? So he presents here in this article a lot of research. It's a very difficult to find a source. When and why did Chazal establish the requirement to say the Akedah and to conclude it with a bracha mekadesh shimcha baradim after Shema Yisrael was said? So he brings three different opinions. These are kadmonim. I'm not familiar with who these people are. Three different opinions as to why this is part of the Nusach HaTfilah. The first opinion was that this was said in honor, to give kavod to the Dor HaShmat. Now, I always thought the Dor HaShmat was the first century, or the second century. It appears that he says that there was another Dor HaShmat in the fifth century. In the fifth century, there was another Takana, when there was under the Greeks, there was a Greek king or emperor, whatever he was, and during this time, this was the time when the Gemara tells us they were not allowed to recite Kriya Shema. In addition to not reciting Kriya Shema, they were not allowed to do the mitzvahs, many mitzvahs. And many people during this generation died al Kiddush Hashem. When this tikufa in the history of Klal Yisrael came to end, now this is a much later takana, this takana to recite the Akedah, which is, Akedah is Kiddush Hashem, and then to recite Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which of course we know for a fact, but saying the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's the Nusach HaTfilah of the Brichos Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad obviously flows and follows from the Akedah, because Rabbi Akiva, when he died al Kiddush Hashem, he said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He didn't say Ve'ahavta. He didn't say Baruch Hashem. All of these are later things that were embellished into the davening, because since you can miss the Zman Kriya Shema, and anyway saying Shema Yisrael, so you might as well say the first parsha of Kriya Shema. But Mikra did, it was only established to say the first pasuk, and the first pasuk follows from the Akedah, which is Kiddush Hashem, and then to make a bracha, Mekadesh and Shimcha Baradim. So you have three things that are clear as day referring to the concept of Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. And the third thing is the bracha. It was enacted in honor of the generation that were killed al Kiddush Hashem. You imagine today, if we had Chachamim, what they would do to us, what they would do in the Nusach HaTfilah to commemorate the victims of the Holocaust. 6 million people died al Kiddush. Just think of it like that. Think about going back, the Holocaust took place in the 6th century, and there were Chachamim who were able to enact new takanas and a league on a level of Kedusha that were able to make change in Nusach HaTfilah, and they said, we can't just let history pass and then be forgotten. We have to do something in their memory of Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. So you know what we're going to do? To remember the Kedoshim. The Kedoshim with El Kiddush Hashem. We're going to say the Akedah. You're going to remember the something called Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. You die El Kiddush Hashem. Yitzchak was willing to go about Kiddush Hashem. And then you're going to say Shema Yisrael, and then you're going to make a bracha. Well, the fifth year, okay, so this was, it wasn't the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. It was past that point in time. So now here is the question. Here is the question that they deal with. Was this meaning that until this point in time there was no takana to make a bracha? But after, and it was part, no, this is an amazing idea that what did they do to commemorate their sacrifice, martyrdom? They were masakein that mikanu lehaba, anytime a person dies al Kiddush Hashem, he should make a bracha. In other words, the first time a bracha was established to say asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu lekadesh al Kiddush Hashem was, it was first established after this Dor Shel Shemat.
After the Bekiva.
After Bekiva there was no. Bekiva was the first century.
I'm saying, so this is where...
Even Rabbi Akiva, he suggested, even in that generation, the halacha was not yet established. People did not make a bracha al Kiddush Hashem. But after the 5th century, when there was a tekuf of a Dor Shel Shemat, and many people died al Kiddush Hashem, to commemorate their martyrdom, they were misakin that mikanu lehaba, a bracha should be made.
And when was this happening?
6th century, 5th century. We're in Eretz Yisrael and in Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael and in Bavel. The Gemara talks about it. A lot of the things that we do in our Nusach HaTfilah come from this. In the year 500, 600, yes, something along those lines. In the year 450, something, he quotes the dates. I can know all the details. Now, here's the idea. And what's the proof? What's the proof? The proof is, if Chazal told you to make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh, Hashimcha Barabim, when you're not being Mekadesh Shir Hashem's name, when you're davening, Al Achas Kama V'Kama, Ben Benoik, so Kal V'Chamer, when a person is actually giving up his life, he should make a bracha. If you're saying Hashem's name every single day, when you say the Akedah, and you say Shema Yisrael, and then you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Hashimcha Barabim, Allah has come, you should make a bracha if you're really giving up your life for real. And in order to impress this upon people that you should make a bracha mikan in case chas v'shalom, it will come a time in history where Klal Yisrael will need to give up their lives al kiddushim. You don't know how we're going to memorialize the kiddushim. It's an amazing idea. Today, what do we do to memorialize the Kedoshim? We build museums, the Agudah will dedicate the Siyam HaShas, the memory of the Kedoshim, we'll dedicate schools and buildings, we make dedications. The way they dedicated to memorialize the Kedoshim was they established a new halacha, that Mikanu Lehaba, if a person will ever have to do a Kiddush Hashem, you should make a bracha. And the reason why you're making this bracha is a memorial for the Kiddushim Shemayim that the Kedoshim died in this generation. And in order to get you ready, in order to prepare you, chas v'shalom, that such a thing should, you're going to make the bracha with Hashem's name every single day when you daven. You're going to say the Akedah, and by saying the Akedah, you're going to reflect upon Kiddush Hashem. You're going to say the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, and then you're going to make a bracha. And now you'll be ready that in case chas v'shalom it comes to a point where you have to do this, so you're going to say the Kaddish Hashem Chavarabim. This is one very popular approach of how this got into the Nusach HaTfilah, and this approach teaches us this is the starting point of the halacha from the 14th century, from where the halachas ketanus derived his source, that you make a bracha, and the shla, and the chavetz chayim, and the yosef oimetz, where they got the makar that you make a bracha, because you're not going to find it anywhere else.
But no one ever says that you say the akeit.
That was part of their takana. Their takana was
only there because if
it's part of Nusach HaTfilah. The Akedah is the Kiddush Shem Shemayim. The Akedah is Kiddush Shem Shemayim. However, he brings out that there are many poskim that disagree with this. First of all, he brings a contemporary sefer that says that the halachos, the piskei halachos. If you study the sefer, the piskei halachos that was written in the 14th century, 99% of every single Psak halacha, he says, he quotes a source. He traces the halacha to a source. One of the few things, one of the few piskei halachas that he quotes and does not have a source for, is this halacha of making a bracha al kiddush Hashem. So it's very, very shocking. Everything in this collection has a source, and this doesn't have a source. And Chazal is no source, and there's no source in all the various things that we come across. The Shla doesn't provide us. So it's very difficult. He holds that it's very difficult that a bracha should be required. Okay, then he goes on to say, there are other reasons why we say Mekadesh Hashem Chavarabim, and the simple understanding is because they did not let them say Shema. Now it doesn't explain the Akedah, how the Akedah got there, but we know that during the 4th, 5th, 6th century there was a Tekufa where the Jewish were not allowed to say Shema. Shema was something which disturbed the Goyim very much, and they put guards at the Beis HaKnesses to make sure that they would not make Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. That's one of the reasons why in Kiddush on Shabbos and the Shabbos Musaf, the Kedusha, we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. How in the world did Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad get into the Kedusha? In the Kedusha you say Kadosh 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 Baruch Kavod Hashem Yimloch. The answer was because the guards left. The guards, after hearing the rabbi's drasha, that's it. They were gout. Enough is enough. They left. So when it got to Musaf, the guards were out the door. So now finally they can hop around. They said Shema as a hakara, as a thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the gzirah came to an end, they said that we're now going to thank Hashem by saying Shema in the beginning of the evening. We're not going to even wait until we get to the middle of the evening. We're going to say Shema before we recite Kerbanos, and we're going to make a bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadish Shimcha Barabim. What's the Nusach HaBracha? What is Shema? Shema is Hashem, we Mekadish Hashem's name, Barabim. The Goyim didn't let us say Shema Barabim. Now we're giving you Hashem Sherech Vaido. We can finally say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This approach tells us that saying Shema Yisrael and saying the bracha Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim has absolutely nothing to do with the Dar Shel Shmat of Daring Al Kiddush Hashem, and this bracha has nothing to do with the Nusach that you say when you give up your life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
In Kedusha by Musaf you say Shema for the gods left. That we tied that in to the introduction of the Haftorah, because they say they introduced the Haftarah because they didn't permit reading of the Torah.
Okay, that's also part of it. That's another gezerah. That's another gezerah. But with this approach, the reason why we say the bracha Mekadesh Shimcha Merabim has nothing to do with giving up your life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was completely composed to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the removal of the gezerah of not being allowed to recite the Kriya Shema on the Beis HaKnesses.
Ashkenaz, we also say before you start up, we say Shema Yisrael, right?
Before you, there's another, it's all part of the same takana, because it's part of the same, you might miss this one too. Okay, so this is an issue. Now, let's just discuss one more issue before we conclude. That is, let's say that indeed we do pass like all of these places that said that you do make a bracha. What is the proper bracha? So we mentioned the bracha from the Shlach. Now, let's discuss, when do you make a bracha al, and when do you make a bracha le? So there are two mahalchim. One mahalch is, al is said when the bracha cannot be done through an agent. Whenever a bracha cannot be done through an agent, you make a bracha of al. So for example, al achilas matzah. Can someone eat the matzah for you? Impossible. There's no such thing as shlichos by eating matzah. It's impossible. It doesn't exist. And the problem, there are difficulties, because when it comes to sukkah, you also cannot appoint a shliach to sit in the sukkah for you. And yet we say leishev basukkah. So each approach has difficulties. Tfilin. So we need the second bracha. The bracha is al mitzvahs tfilin. What about the first bracha? It's a good kash. You're right, Nechalim. Each approach has difficulties which aren't worked out. I'm not prepared. I don't know all the answers. This is just one approach. Whenever we say the word le means it's a bracha which continues. It continues to go on for a long time. So here's a very fascinating hashkafic approach to the mitzvah of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. When a person gives up his life al Kiddush Shem Shemayim, is it a one-time deal? It certainly is. Once you're gone, you're not coming back. Right? It's a one-way ticket. It's a one-way ticket. So l'cha'oira, the bracha, it's a one-shot deal. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu al Kiddush Hashem. It's a mitzvah you have commanded us, al kiddush Hashem. Al, you've done the mitzvah, you finished. But yet, many paiskim are very disturbed. They said it's not the pshat. They said the bracha should be likadesh. Mekadesh is shimcha baram, or likadesh, because the mitzvah does endure. The people, when a person dies al barabim, in the minds of the people that were present, when the person died al kiddush Hashem Shemayim, they will never let that memory will never fade, will never disappear. The kiddush shem shemayim a person does, his maisa, it's true, your maisa was a one-time maisa, but the effect of dying a kiddush Hashem to the hamoinim, to the tzibur, to the people that know about it, that lasts forever. It's a mitzvah which indeed endures forever. And therefore the bracha al is incorrect. It should be le Kadesh es Shimcha, or Mikadesh es Shimcha Barabbah.
And if there's time, you should make a
Shechiyah. Oh, that's another very big dilemma. This one of the brachas, which is the most difficult bracha to get your finger on, is the bracha of Shechiyanu. When do we make a Shechiyanu? When do we not make a Shechiyanu? Do you make a Shechiyanu at a bris mila? Tosfos says absolutely not. Sarah the Yanuka. The baby is crying. The baby is in pain. Tsara the Yanuka. Anyone that tells it's Tsara the Yanuka, some tackle on anesthesia. Are you allowed to use anesthesia for a bris mila? It's a big machlokes apayiskim. Today there are techniques and there are tools where the baby will not know anything. So why not? Why not apply some local anesthesia to a baby? It's 100% healthy. Why not? So there are many paiskim that say part of the bris mila is the baby should feel a degree of tsar. And that's traditional. Traditionally, you never saw a traditional moil use anesthesia. There are some moilim which apply a small degree. A minor degree, topical anesthesia. Some do. But no one's going to put out a thick layer of anesthesia to take away all the pain, because Tosfos says there is something called Tsara di Yanuka, which we traditionally believe is a chagel mitzvah. So,
but there's pain in the healing process.
this pain in the healing process.
I mean, the anesthesia wears off, and then the baby.
So we'll keep the anesthesia on until the wound heals. The wound doesn't take long to heal. You're asking a good question. So he's saying, even if the actual chaticha has no tsar, the healing has tsar, so that's the reason why we should not be able to say shechayanu. All right. Okay. However, minog eretz Yisrael is not to follow the Rabbeinu Tam, is to make a shechayanu by a bris milah. So what do you see? We do not take into consideration the tsar dinuka. We take into consideration shechayanu. The bracha doesn't say anything about simcha. What is the nusach bracha? Shehechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh, that you've granted us, we've reached this moment in our lives. We don't care if it's a happy moment, a sad moment. So the very big dilemma, no one says that you make a bracha on kiddush shehechiyanu al kiddush Hashem. And the question is, why not? The dilemma in the Paiskim is, do you make a bracha l'kadesh shimcha barabim? But why not also make a bracha shehechiyanu? Why not make a shechiyanu? It's a very good kasha. So no one says you don't. So simply, if the mitzvah is to die, it doesn't. You can't say shechiyanu. But that's not a kasha. The dying comes later. You've reached this point in your life where you're able to accomplish this mitzvah. It's a very good question. Another issue which might come to answer that in this question is the bracha of l'kiddush shem shemayim. Is it a birchas hamitzvos or is it a birchas hoidah? Now this we mentioned some of the reasons why you should not make a bracha. There's really no source to make a bracha, especially if you want to go learn. The Kaddish Shulchan Aruch was not said for Kiddush Hashem, was said for Shema. The halachos, the Piske halachos does not tell us the makar. From Chazal we find no makar. Some want to suggest that you should bedafka not make a bracha, not like all these paiskim. Some paiskim say because of the Chazal, Maseh Yodai Tovu Bayom V'atem Oimim Shira, on a bracha when of Chorban, any time a Chorban is happening, even though the Chorban is necessary and it's good, it's required, you're going to sing Shira, you're going to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's life is dying, even though it's a good thing, it's not the right time to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. However, some want to say not so fast. That principle of Maaseh Yodai, I think the Maram Shik, I think the Maram Shik says, you do not make a bracha. He passes, you don't make a bracha because of Maaseh Yodai, Tav Yom Atam Shira. However, here's the very big dilemma. The only time you're not going to do this is the mitzvah of Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvahs and mitzvahnu al Kiddush Hashem. Is that birchas hamitzvahs or is it a birchas chaydah? It's machlekes rishonim. Some say it's the birchas hamitzvahs. It's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, so then you're stuck with the problem. Then in the chanami, Maaseh Yodai Tov V'Yom V'Atem Oimim Shira would not apply because it's a mitzvah. It's not a shira, and maybe you should make a shechiyanu. But if you learn the bracha is a birchas chaydah, a birchas hashavach, I'm praising Hashem that you've given me the opportunity to give up my life, then it takes on a whole different flavor. Then you don't compound a birchas chaydah with a shechiyanu. You don't. You just make a birchas. Birchas chaydah is a catch-all and everything. If it's a birchas chaydah, the bracha should not seemingly be asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. It should be more like what we say in the, after you say the akedah, baruch atah Hashem mekadesh hashimcha barabim. So this is another dilemma which is added into the equation. Is it chaydah or is it birchas hamitzvos?
We also know that even cherub chada. So how do you know that you're going to be the
Well, he asked that question. You have to have hope, but you have to be practical. If the executioner says he's going to do it, and he did it, look at all the other halalim that are here.
Yeah, but you always have stories.
You have hope. Survive. You always, in a chanami, no one's telling you not to have hope that you're not going to live. In
a
chanami.
Survive, it becomes a bracha levatala.
You say bracha, Shane.
Maybe it does. So maybe it's a bracha levatala. Better be alive. Better be alive. Atala. Better be alive. Okay. So these are some of the issues. I will leave it with that.